Charlotte had said to herself, "I shall sleep tonight," but instead she sat before her fire into the small hours, listening for any sound that came from her husband's room. But he, at any rate, seemed to be resting after the tumult of the evening. Once or twice she stole to the door, and in the faint light that came in from the street, through his open window, she saw him stretched out in heavy sleep, the sleep of weakness and exhaustion. "He's ill," she thought. "He's undoubtedly ill, and it's not overwork. It's this mysterious persecution." She drew a breath of relief. She had fought through the weary fight, and the victory was hers, at least for the moment. If only they could have started at once, started for anywhere. She knew it would be useless to ask him to leave before the holidays, and meanwhile the secret influence, as to which she was still so completely in the dark, would continue to work against her, and she would have to renew the struggle day after day till they started on their journey. But after that, everything would be different. If once she could get her husband away, under other skies and all to herself, she never doubted her power to release him from the evil spell he was under. Lulled to quiet by the thought, she slept at last. When she woke, it was long past her usual hour, and she sat up in bed, surprised and vexed at having overslept herself. She always liked to be down to share her husband's breakfast by the library fire, but a glance at the clock made it clear that he must have started long since for his office. To make sure, she jumped out of bed and went into his room, but it was empty. No doubt he had looked in on her before leaving, seen that she still slept, and gone downstairs without disturbing her, and their relations were sufficiently lover-like for her to regret having missed their morning hour. She rang and asked if Mr. Ashby had already gone. "Yes, nearly an hour ago," the maid said. He had given orders that Mrs. Ashby should not be waked, and that the children should not come in to her till she sent for them. Yes, he had gone up to the nursery himself to give the order. All this sounded usual enough, and Charlotte hardly knew why she asked. "And did Mr. Ashby leave no other message?" "Yes," the maid said, "he did."